says Moshe and Aaron were brought back to Paro, and he said, go worship the Hashem. Who's going? Moshe says, the elders, the youngsters, the children, the daughters, the cattle, everyone's going to celebration of Hashem. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya that the Navi heard Hashem call out and say, who will I send? Who will go for us? Et mi eshlach umi yelech lanu. Who will I send and who will go on our behalf? Says Rav Chalap, there are two aspects to a person. There's the person who goes because they sent me. There's the person who goes and says, I want to go. And Hashem wanted both. Et mi eshlach, who will be my messenger? Because I sent him. Umi elech lanu, and who will want to go on our behalf? I want a messenger who has both aspects. He's going because I sent him. He's going because he wants to. He should have both. What does Yeshaya say? Hineni shelacheni. Here I am to do whatever you want, Hashem, you could send me. He doesn't say, I'm ready to be the one who wants it enough that I could represent you, Hashem, because I want it. He's saying, I'm ready to be your messenger. He humbly answers. And it seems that that's what Paro asked. Mi v'mi haholechim. Who wants to go, Paro was asking him. There's an aspect of Hashem's taking us. There's an aspect of I want to go serve Hashem. So Paro asked him, mi v'mi haholechim. Who's the one that desires to go to serve Hashem? And Moshe answers him, the young, the old, the boys, the girls, the cattle, everyone wants to. Neilech. Twice he says neilech. Moshe answers him, binareinu uvizkeneinu neilech. The youth and the old are going. The boys, the girls, the cattle, they're going. Why does he say they're going twice? To tell him that just as we want to go, our children want to go. And even our cattle are attracted. Everything about us wants to go and serve Hashem and be connected to Hashem. And just as Am Yisrael wanted to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even in their cattle there was a revelation of this desire to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This idea is really found in the Gemara. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey wouldn't eat food that wasn't tithed. Talmud says in later generations it didn't work. Later generations themselves would make mistakes. The Talmud brings stories of rabbis that ate things that were prohibited by mistake. It happened. And the Medrash Rabbah tells a story about one rabbi who sent the other rabbi a pack of figs. And the rabbi who sent it said, I don't have to tithe it, because he wouldn't eat it without tithing it. And the one who received it said, I don't have to tithe it, he wouldn't have sent it without tithing it. And at the end, he ate it untithed, so he ate prohibited food. That's what it says in the Medrash Rabbah. And then they met one another, and they realized what had happened. And the one who ate it said, oh boy, earlier generations, if they were like angels, we are like humans. If they were like humans, we are like donkeys. And not even like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. That's what he said about himself. Now, this is a rabbi in Talmud. This is in the Medrash Rabbah. So we see there was this concept that when people reached a certain level, their cattle behaved that way too. So Moshe was saying, we're at a point where everything about us wants to go. And this can probably be understood based on the Arizal that says that life is divided into multiple levels. And one extension of one's life is one's assets. Our assets are a part of our life. It's a part of, just like we say, a poor person is considered dead. Well, he doesn't have that aspect of life. An extension of who we are is also our assets. When a person's on a certain level, it could even affect the assets the way Rav Chalap is saying here.